part of the parsha, Torah talks about the midah of being worried about kavod. The Tassel writes that since the person wants to learn up a parsha of Chumash properly, so he learns the story. So the person learns a piece of Gemara, and he reads the Gemara Kipshuta. He says A, B. This shein lamda. That's not pshat in the Gemara. The lamdas is what's the lamdas? That's pshat in the Gemara. What's the lamdas? Person learns a parsha of Chumash. It's a story. Kara came. He stood up against Moshe. Right. That's a story. That's the shein lamda. Chumash can learn. Person says, what was the lamdas? What was the nakuda? He's learning up. What's the Torah teaching us? Chazal look at Karach, and we see that the Chazal have a few nakudas that talk about Karach. Chazal talk about a machlekas shehid l'shem shemayim m'sefer liskayim. That's machlekas of Shammai and Hillel. Machlekas which is not l'shem shemayim is machlekas of Karach b'chaladas. So Tosafot points out it doesn't say Moshe b'Karach because Moshe was l'shem shemayim. Moshe Rabbeinu held the machlekas against Karach, or when he was forced to, he tried to make peace. He was forced to hold the machlokes because he was the Shem Shemayim. But Karach b'chol ados was not the Shem Shemayim. So either means because they were not the Shem Shemayim, connected Moshe means, right? Rashi points out that there's 250 people all want Kohen Gadol, only one person gets Kohen Gadol. So it's not a very, very healthy group working together. There's 250 people all fighting for the top spot. So there was a machlokes, there was an internal machlokes in Das Karach. Karach b'chol ados, in them, all of them, it wasn't the Shem Shemayim. So what Chazal say, where did Karach come from? Now she says, Eino hitosa. He says, I see this Gantz of Gedula, which comes out of many, I should be quiet. He sees an Osid of, Shmuel, which is Shokel, Keneg Moshe and Aaron. He sees B'nai Karach. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu saw better than him. Right? He didn't realize that his sons were the tshuva. Moshe Rabbeinu saw the sons were the tshuva. There's a Gemara Pesachim at the end. The Gemara says that Osher Shomer Lebalav the Ra'osai Pasuk in Kehelas. So Gemara says one Pesach is referring to what's Osher Shomer Lebalav the Ra'osai. That's referring to Karach. Karach, Chazal say Karach was an Osher Muflug. There's three people, only three people in the world, the history of mankind, who had such a shir as Karach had. It's Mishunah Daka Osher. Right. So Oisha Shomer Lebalav L'Ra'osai, the Oisha being the person maintaining such a shiras is ra for the person. So Rashbam over there says at the end of our Pesachim, the Rashbam says that he was Niskoya. If I'm such an Oshir, I'm such an Oshir, so I have a right. I have a right. Because I'll say Oshir that Karach was a Pikeach. Maharal shoots that. He was one of the Nosei Aron. Mishnah says in Ovis, Ezel Chochem Halavi Mikol Adam. Now, there's two nakudas occur in that Mishnah. The first one, that they attribute to the Altman Kelim, he says, a person who's in a business notices his things about his business. You know, if I'm a tailor, I walk into a room, I'm immediately going to notice the cloth that people are wearing in their jackets. I'll notice it. Even I don't think about it. That's what's on my mind. So I walk in and I'll notice this person has this type of cloth, that type of cloth, more expensive, less expensive, higher standard, lower standard, etc. Person who's a shoemaker, he knows the people's shoes. I don't walk in the say, notice the people what type of shoes they're wearing. It's not type of walking with me because it's not important to me. You know, person who his whole mind is busy thinking about shoes the whole day, he'll notice shoes. So the Mishnah, that a person whose whole mind is thinking about chachma the whole day, he'll be loving, he'll notice chachma. Ezel chachma, loving me call them. A person who's a chachma is a person who's caught up in the world of chachma. So he's caught up in the world of Chachma, he'll notice Chachma. That's the first Nakuda of a state in Mishnah. But if you think about it, the Kara, there's another Nakuda which is underlined over there. Right? There's a tremendous anivus which is necessary to be Lamed Mekal Adam. Right? So, learn from a Rebbe. Of course, you can learn from a Rebbe. There's no lowering of my status to say I can learn from a Rebbe. I'm a Talmud, he's a Rebbe. To learn from a peer requires maybe more anivus. I should learn from my peer, like, you know, he's the same as me, he knows more than me, I'm learning from him, okay. To learn from somebody who's lower than me, from him I should learn. He has nothing to teach me. Who's he? I know so much more than him. David HaMelech says that David HaMelech is testifying that he learned from every single person. The Mishnah says in Ovis that every person has something significant about him. He has a moment which he's going to be the significant player and make a difference in the world. Everybody has that moment. Everybody has something to offer. Everybody has something to teach. And if I'm a person who my search is a search for chokhmah, I want to get that. I want to know that. I want to gain from that. But I have to give that person his space. And his makom. Everything has a place. Everything has a role. So everything has a role. I figure out what that role is and how it plays that role and what it's going to teach me from that makom. I'm giving it makom. The world of Machloikis, the Mishnah says that we spoke about this last year. Machloikis Shilas Shem Shemayim Mesefer Liskayim. I have a better idea. Machloikis Shilas Shemayim, they should make peace. And then be always Machloikis. Why do we want the Machloikis to be Miskayim? Why do we want that Shammai and Hillel should go into the grave fighting? Right? Every day they say, oh, you're wrong. Ah, same Shemaim, we keep arguing at each other. That's the glick. The Baruch Hashem said every person has a makom. And from my vantage point, I see the world this way. And from your vantage point, you see the world that way. If it's bottled, that means I lost my makom. I don't have where to stand. Because every person has his own place where he stands. So the etzem, the concept of machloikis, is not ra. I said shalom bimroimov. We have shalom aleinu. So what's shalom bimroimov? The Baruch Hashem took Eish, and he took Mayim, and he put them together and created Shemayim. Now, in our world, when there's Eish, it boils the water away. And with a lot of Mayim, it puts out the Eish. To have Eish and Mayim together doesn't make any sense to us. So the Russian was able to find the world where Eish and Mayim could coexist. Now, what does it mean that they coexist? That there's the Eish now called we call it Eish Mam, and we call the Mayim Shemam. No, there's Eish and there's Mayim. Eish is still Eish and Mayim is still Mayim. But when Eish and Mayim work together, they create Shemayim. But it didn't make Eish Ois Eish and didn't make Mayim Ois Mayim. Shalom doesn't mean that I'm no longer me, you're no longer you. Because I have Gemal Gemayelis called Eish. And you have Gemal Gemayelis called Mayim. And if you make me bottle, that's not Shleimus. That's not Sholem. That's nothing. So Mechloikas Be'etzim is a good thing. Because each person has its place and the goal isn't to destroy you. The goal isn't to eradicate you. The goal isn't to obliterate you. The goal isn't to say that to negate you. The goal is to find a way that you can have your makom and I can have my makom and we can interact and gain from each other. So it's not possible makom alam de hiskalti to gain from each person and be a true chacham. If I can't give you your spot, how much of the world would be chaser if Shammai didn't say what Shammai understood, and Hillel didn't say what Hillel understood, and together we create a function where we learn how to function properly together. But the first step is, I need Shammai's input into the world. Shammai has what to offer the world. Without him, without him, the world will be chaser. And Hillel has what to offer the world also. And not only Shammai, not only Hillel, but any person is like that. So if I can respect that person's right to exist, and I respect that person's, whether he has what to be a player in this world, I will gain from him. If I don't respect that point, I can't gain from somebody. The kli which allows me to learn from somebody is kavod. I see many things, I don't learn from them. We don't learn from them. But the person, it's not just that I'm in the business of chachma, and therefore I notice chachma. Chachma is important to me, therefore I notice chachma. The person who is in the business of being a tailor, but he'd much rather be a shoemaker, doesn't notice cloth. Because he's busy focusing, he wishes he was a shoemaker. But a person says he's a tailor, and he thinks about being a tailor. Because that's important. That becomes what his focus. So it gets a chashivas by him. I can't learn from you unless you have a chashivas by me. I'm not marik what you have to offer unless you're a chashiv to me. The kli which I can learn from somebody is the kavod. Korach lost that nekuda. Korach saw world of machlokes, which means that's not bad. Each person is different. Each person has his makom. Each person has his moments. So kolaylam kulam kadoshim. Vaseichem Hashem. Amadut is not so lakal Hashem. It's great. Everybody's wonderful. Right? Korach, the drasha sounds beautiful. But Chazal say, you have to think about it for a second. Chazal say a fascinating thing. That Korach was makal against Moshe and Aaron the whole Eidah. That's a mind-boggling thought. So let's say we'll stick with the men. So it means the next morning, Korach had 600,000 people riled up against Moshe and Aaron. He says to them, you think I only care about myself? I care about you. I'm worried about your covenant. I'm worried about the covenant of Klal Yisrael. I'm worried about each person's individual covenant. He was coming from the thought process that everybody has a makom. But that deep down, that wasn't true. He was niskar. And he saw himself as bigger than the next person. So he didn't really believe you had a makom. So he needed you to have a makom so he could get his makom. That's all he cared about. So he couldn't, he couldn't learn from what he's supposed to learn because he lost the kli to learn from somebody. Maybe your children know more than you. Maybe your children get it better than you. And maybe there's another part to the story that you missed. That can't be. I'm so smart. My kids should know more than me. They should cop better than me what the real story is. That's the Kenitzai. So it must be that that's a Halda Chayek. I haven't gotten such a shellers of all these dervis. Must be it's me. It can't be my kids. He couldn't call him such a possibility. That's a true Talmud Chacham. Someone says, you know, me? Who am I? What Taka believes? What am I? My kids Taka know something. You met this disciple, he used to say, this is Gate Fek Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim Taka based. You know. Now, Reb Chaim obviously didn't hold like that. You know, I mean, this is, you know, Tata, he knew more than his father. But the disciple said, go ask my son Chaim knows. What's basic? You know? He went to Karach, he says, my son's dead. He says, ich weiß, yeah. That's really what happened. I mean, you can't say, well, you know, it wasn't the Talmud Parsha. But Rashbam says, it's not me, it's Rashbam. Niskoy. He lost the keli to be learned that there's somebody else has another way to look at something other than himself. So his argument that everybody has a makom and the kulam kadoshim and all those things were not, it's like, you know, I mean, I don't say the words, it's like a politician. The politician says he cares about the whole world, then he cares about himself. This way he can, you know, sit in the governor's mansion, you know, and get what he wants. I mean, you have to train this amount of self-confidence to go for such a job. Like, you know, you're going to run the whole state, the whole country, right? You're going to run the whole world, you know. You're going to lead the whole world and direct the whole world. You know? Do! Right? Any, you know, normal thinking person say, I'm not Roy. What do I know about doing such things? So we're starting with it's an aberration of it's not wrong, it's an aberration. Be'etzim, each person has a makom. Be'etzim, each person, the Russian created each person yechidi b'shuli nivra, each person has a role in this world which he's going to play. Each person has what to offer the world. Each person has a lesson to teach the world. Each person has its own makom, and the goal of shalom is to find a way that each person should have his makom and we should interact properly. When you mean l'shem shemaim, that's what you're going to see. You're going to see each person's godless, each person's chashivas, each person's, and then absorb and interact with them properly. If you don't see l'shem shemaim, so then I have a problem. My spot and your spot are conflicted. Rav Aaron pointed out one time he spoke on the shul. I remember what the Hechel Timsa was. He spoke about sibling rivalry. You know, the clearly you see such a mosaic throughout the. This is a tremendous nakuda of sibling rivalry. He says, what's the nakuda? Each, when there's one father and there's two sons, each one perceives himself as the Yerush of the father. So each one is saying, you're taking my spot. There's one spot which belongs to both of us. We're both trying to put the same two cars into one parking spot. It doesn't go. Right? So if I believe that my spot is over there, and your spot is over there, we have no problem. But if I believe we have the same spot, it doesn't work. So machloikas isn't ra, but if a person is going in it, the goal isn't to give each person truly to give them their makom and find how they can interact properly, but rather that he should gain his makom, and that's his goal, is to gain his makom. That's not the shame of shemayim. In several these kind, that can't work. But a machloikas is just the shame of shemayim, which means I want to make sure each person gets their makom. The person says, "Taka deserves a makom. Each person taka deserves a makom." So Karach is this fascinating person who understood the emes. He was a tremendous pikeach, but he's misgoya. The Rashbam says, and he let himself lose sight of the. He started off with a good cheshbon, and he lost it somewhere along the way. And Chazal said he lost it somewhere along the way because his goal was to get it covered for himself. That's what Chazal is saying. Says if you don't learn up the parsha right, is that, you know, Karach wasn't saying things that didn't make sense. Now we say he comes and says a house full of swarim needs a need of mezuzah. You know, bags of cold cheddars does it need tzitzis. You look at him like who said that I'm in din that a house buys a molly swarm doesn't need a mezuzah? What's tying it there? Where is it such a din that a bag of cold cheddars doesn't need tzitzis? There's no such din. What does one do with the other? But the problem is like mineu bay. So therefore what? So his tiny is you don't need the yushim nisnasa and klayis because all the klayis is kedoshim. Okay, so we should balance kuna gadol, not that you should become the kain gadol. So at the end of the day, you're saying that a bias is just molly swarm needs a mezuzah, but you should be the mezuzah, not Aaron should be the mezuzah. This is a sam midrata cup, but the nusach sounds good. The nusach says, each person is like a mezuzah himself. What do you need a mezuzah? You got so many mezuzahs here. We're all mezuzahs. You know, we're all sefer Torah. Each person is a full sefer Torah. So you know, it sounds like a nice political drush. So Moshe Rabbeinu says to him, "Boiker." She says the same way the brother Hashem, you cannot be mavato that Baruch Hashem made Chalokim in the Bria, he made Havdolim in the Bria. So you cannot be mavatal. That's what the Baruch Hashem says, that Aaron was in the Yibodlo Aaron, Aaron was chosen out. The Baruch Hashem made Havdolim in the Bria. It's true. Your goal, each person does have a separate function. It is 100% right. And what you're tying is not that. And that's your mistake. What you're tying is not that each person has his makam, and therefore I have a chashivas to every single person for their makam, and therefore I can look at, I can lower myself down and realize what mehekel teisa, I should be that person. But rather, you're being mevatel everybody. You're trying to obliterate the havdalim which exists in the Bria. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said back to him. You're not getting it. Your words and your reality are two different things. And you're convinced that your words are your reality. You're talking about everybody has his own makam and has his own chashivas and his own place. And then you're saying, you should be the Kohen Gadol. You're talking about that each one is muvdal and mufrish and a special, but Aaron can't be that one. You're talking about that there's a night and there's a day, and then you said, there's no night and no day by you. There's only you. Chazanish says a fascinating thing. He says, the Torah does not say don't go after kavod. The Torah does not say that. What is kavod? Kavod is the recognition of the value of something which is there. So if I just said that every single person has a tremendous chashivas, has a tremendous role to play, has a tremendous function in this bria, so kavod is the recognition of the fact that I have that role. I have to respect myself. Chazanish writes, he says the Torah doesn't say don't go after kavod. Torah says, but recognize what true kavod is. The person who understands that he plays a tremendous role, a tremendous function, a tremendous chashivas, where he is, doesn't need to be there instead of where he somewhere else to get that chashivas. The person who's seeking kavod means he doesn't have his own kavod. Moshe Rabbeinu knows who he is. Moshe Rabbeinu knows his role. Moshe Rabbeinu is Adam Mikol Adam. But didn't mean Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know that he has a responsibility and to play a role. He knew what he was. They said they asked Rabbi Chanan, and Rabbi Chanan says, you know, Chabbos Chaim is going to grace the Onav. So they asked Rabbi Chanan, did Chabbos Chaim know who he was? He says, Chabbos Chaim knew exactly who he was. He says, I heard from him many times, I have responsibility for the whole generation. He understood his role. He knew who he was. He didn't expect that he was tevah, that you should give him cover for that. He wasn't dervish cover for that. He did not recognize his chashivas. And Adarabba, the more he recognized what his chashivas was, and he didn't need you to validate him, he could then turn around and say, you also have chashivas. I understand my makam. I understand your makam. I understand my role. I understand your role. I don't need to take your role to feel that I'm kosher, because I'm very comfortable in my role. So Moshe Rabbeinu says there's hevdalim in the Bria. Everybody has a makam. Everybody has a chashivah. Everybody has a place. And you don't need to take somebody else's place to have your place. And that's what you're trying to do. Try to take somebody else's place to get your chashivas. Don't take somebody else's place to get your chashivas. Keep staying in your own place. Be maksha what you have. So the opposite. The opposite of Korach is a true person who has a very comfortable self-respect. The person doesn't have that. It has has tremendous challenge allowing for somebody else to have their makom because he feels it encroaches on his makom. Rizal Pliskin, he has a very interesting, very beautiful sefer called Gateway to Happiness. He has a chapter on being right about the COVID. And he says a person who has low self-esteem has five characteristics that he sees in a person who has low self-esteem. He's very sensitive to criticism because he needs to project and say, I'm somebody good. So when you tell me I'm somebody bad, I can't deal with that. Another end is over-response to flattery. When somebody says he's good, it means, if you know that you're good, so the person says you're good, either way, whatever, it's not my word. Person has a hypercritical attitude. He's busy cutting other things down because it gives him a feeling of safety. Tendency towards blaming, he can't take the blame himself because he blames somebody else. A tendency towards seclusiveness and shyness. So the five elements that he sees in a person has low self-esteem. And he points out that every one of these is tremendously detrimental to Avodas Hashem. A person who can't take criticism, I mean, how else do we get corrected? A person who blames others. A person who's over response to flattery. Like, you said I'm a nice guy, so I'm a nice guy. Good, this is the right thing you got. I'm like, yeah, nish. So the parsha of Korach is the parsha, and Moshe Rabbeinu's response is the godless which exists. In other words, Korach comes in claiming he's the one who's projecting godless about Klal Yisrael, about how each member of Klal Yisrael has tremendous godless, etc. And he believes that's what he's doing, and the reality is all he's talking about is himself. And Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who's saying back, you don't get it. And Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, he recognizes that Moshe Rabbeinu got it, that it's possible that the Korach's children would understand better than their father, and that they will play the role that their father could have played or should have played. And they're going to do tshuva. And we're going to have this gewaltige shoshelos of godless, which should come out of Korach. Korach, who had he had that understanding of himself properly, so you're not the kind of and nu was. I mentioned a few weeks ago that the Sas Emes says that the pasuk says that after the Russian, that the Russian gave the tzivrim of the Degolim, Klal Yisrael did like the Russian was mitzvah through Moshe. What's the big gedula? They did like so. What was beforehand? So let's imagine what was beforehand. So they had some system, and it wasn't just flap house. Everybody put their tent on top of the person. There was some type of system. Shel's important system was next to Moshe Rabbeinu, and you put the Zkenim and the Gedolim. A little bit further out, you put other people, etc. So you have this yid over here. He's an alta yid. Tremendous talmud chacham. Moshe Rabbeinu talks to him every single day. They discuss issues, etc. And all of a sudden, there's a knock on his door. There's this 20-year-old lady. Says, "Excuse me, I live here now, and you have to please leave. It's my mokum. Levim stand next to Moshe Rabbeinu, not you." And he picks himself up and he says, "Okay, you're right." And he walks out. So the matter says that the godless was it that they left. Let's talk about godless. How do you do it? You do it because don't ever define, the Gemara says, don't ever define yourself by where physically you are. You make the makom, not the makom makes you. You make the makom. So now the cheshivas of me is there, not here. Okay, it's very nice to feel choshek. I have not with Moshe Rabbeinu. That makes you feel choshek. You know, well, you can't have not with Moshe Rabbeinu anymore. You know, you have to live with that. They throw you all the way to the end of the. You're the last house. Makes you less choshek because you're the last house. I live in the cheap end of town. Okay, I live in the cheap end of town. Okay, this was. After me comes, they have the shacks for the. Okay, this was. You haven't visited Gedolah. I have visited Gedolah, lived in shacks. And when I went to visit Adam Gola, he lived in a shack. I mean, it looked like a shack. Probably rained. When it rained, it probably rained then. So he's less of a Gola because he lived in a shack. But imagine he thought of himself as less of a Gola because he lived in a shack. That'd be horrible. That was Korach. The godless of Christ, they didn't do that. They understood who they were. And from that position, they're very comfortable. You know what? Young man Levi, this is your makom. I'm happy to give it to you. Shouldn't they hate? It's good for you. And I need a different makom. That's my makom over there. I'm totally comfortable with it. We're not fighting for the same spot. Godless of Christ, they're able to do that. Maybe I could just finish off. That itself is a line in itself. But, right. So what does it mean of das? Das, what she puts on foot. Das is the koich of chibur. The different definition we're saying over here is each person has a makom. The Eish is Eish, and Mayim is Mayim, Eish blibes Eish, Mayim blibes Mayim, and the Russian finds a way to be mechaber the two together. And Shammai remains Shammai, and Hillel remains Hillel, and they go into the kever with the machlokes. But how do you coexist? That's the meat of Das. The Russian was able to be Medea, give the meat of Das, give the meat of Das. If I can understand my position, understand your position, even though I think your position is wrong, but I can understand how you, from your vantage point, see that that's the right position. And I, from my vantage point, see that's my, because that's me and that's you. So then we can coexist. The meat of das allows for coexistence. My Rebbe used to always tell me, he says that, you know, he said from some cipher, he says that your goal when you have a disagreement during Seder, he says some people, you know, some of these arguments, they go round and around and around, they're just the same arguments again and again and again. So that's a waste of time. He says, your goal is to get that each person should understand very clearly where the other person stands. So I understand clearly exactly what you're saying. I understand clearly what I'm saying. That's the goal. And after that, you go right through. Whether I convince you or not, that's not part of the argument. Why do I have to need that I should convince you? Because I'm validated. I have to understand that I should be validated. Even if you don't validate me, I'm still validated. I have a right to have my understanding and my opinion and my tsugang to the sugya, 100%, whether you see it or not. If the only way I can feel confident that I'm right is because you say that I'm right, then I have a problem. So we're back to the same problem. So godless Adam is mechayev us to understand our own chashivas, and from our own chashivas, we're able to understand that each person is different. Each person has his makom, and not a rabbi, I can give you your makom also, and not to pay lip service to it, because then we're karas. Because then my real goal is just my makom, not yours. But rather, my real goal is your makom, and there should be a havdalah, and each person should have his place, and each person should be different. And one person will be this, one person will be that, and that's okay. And I don't have to be that person, because it never was the... So Moshe says, I also want to be Kohen Gadol. But no, but I'm not Kohen Gadol. I'm Moshe, and Aaron is Aaron. Like, what's the grace of Spritz? So that's a challenge. I think, you know, just looking at, you know, we're looking at the same amount. I think if you look back at your interpersonal relationships that you had over the year, sometimes that message of the Seif Zman is about the importance of learning of Ben Zman, which that's obviously in the Kudu, which has to be spoken about. It's the opportunities to go interact with other people, different scenarios, and how you could, opportunities of giving cover to other people, etc. It's also time to look back. A person spent a year together. People spent a year together. Interpersonal relationships. Did they give the other person that chashivas the way they're supposed to? what was preventing them from doing that. We're not mean people, we're not mean-spirited people, we're not bad people. But sometimes our search for finding our malkum is so overriding and so important to us, we don't know how to give somebody else their malkum also. And that's a lakuta which prevents us from doing what we're supposed to do. Reb Chassel brings a medrash. The medrash says, I'm saying Reb Chassel brings it because as far as he quotes it from one of the Rishonim, we don't have a makor for the medrash. He quotes the medrash, the person who comes to Yom HaDin, they ask the person, Himlachta es karnecho, Himlachta es chavirecho banachasro. Will your mom look your friend on top of you also? That you have the ability to say, he has a chashivas over me, and I'm mom him, I give him a chashivas. That's where our challenge is, that's what our goal is. That's what the Torah gives us, the kalim, to understand our own chashivas. The lesson of Parshas Karach is we have tremendous chashivas, and from that position we have a strength to say, you also have a chashivas, I can give you your makamos.